Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
Someone tell our boss we got a job to do around here, you know?
He's talking a little Star Wars, a little fanboy action.
Oh, we're coming back on air. Get out of here, you know? Go back to your office. This is my office.
Oh, you know,
I don't come to your office when you're working, do I? Yeah, you're right, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my bad. Okay. Let's head on out to the hotline right now. We're 1043thefan.com. Cecil Lammy is with us. Cecil, what's going on with this game this week against the Colts?
Yeah, what's going on is it's going to be a tough physical matchup, Tyler. You'd love it because it's going to be all about trench warfare. That's exactly what this is. It's going to be a trench battle because they're going to try to hammer the Broncos with Marlon Mack. It's what they do. I know last week was different. It was kind of really out of the ordinary for them when they had Jacoby Brissett launch all those passes against the Texans. But that's not what they regularly do. They want to keep this thing on the ground. And even if that game against the Texans, Marlon Mack still had 18 carries. That was for 40 yards, so it wasn't very good yards per carry. But they keep with the ground game, and that's what they'll do at home against Denver. This would be a real test for this run defense. And on the flip side, I imagine that everyone will do exactly what Kansas City did, and they're going to put 8 and 9, sometimes even 10 in the box. Look at my Twitter handle. I charted some plays. I showed them to people. Like, there was times when there was 10 men in the box. That's what they're going to do. They're going to dare you to, you know, dare Joe Flacco to beat you through the air. That's what the Chiefs did. I imagine that's what the Colts did. So if you're the Broncos, you better be ready to fire some passes and have your wide receivers win some matchups.
See, so when you look at what the offense wants to employ for the Broncos right now, no Emmanuel Sanders, so that means Deshaun Hamilton resumes the role as number two. And you just talked about the relentless pressure that Flacco was on last Thursday. How do you offset that with the options that you have at the wide receiver position now?
Yeah, and Flacco's got to hit those open targets. One thing that when I looked at the advanced data yesterday, which always has to back up the film, I will never promote a number that, one, doesn't make sense. People feel like, what's DVOA, right? People are like, I don't even care what that is. I will promote numbers that match the film, and the film shows open receivers, even against the Chiefs. This team gets open. They have 3.55 yards of separation on average when passes are coming in. They're getting open. Flacco's got to hit them. And you mentioned Deshaun Hamilton there. It's going to be a committee approach, and Hamilton will be the first up to get that opportunity. I'm really hoping, guys, that University of Colorado's very own Juwan Winfrey gets used more in this game. I believe he will. I asked Coach about him today. He didn't give me much of an answer. He said he's part of that committee that will, you know, replace Sanders, and that he said he was a little better in practice. But we've seen him out there at practice this entire week, you know, getting some of those first-team looks. So that's really exciting. Because Juwan Winfrey, I think, has a more dynamic skill set than does a Deshaun Hamilton. Hamilton gets open on underneath routes, doesn't really do much after the catch, but can provide a consistent target if he, you know, stops with these drops, which have been a problem for him this year. A guy like Winfrey, and we go back to even the first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, and I know it's preseason, but still, you saw that crazy touchdown grab that he made on his second play ever playing NFL football. So can we get glimpses of that in the regular season? He's only been active one game. I'm hoping that Juwan Winfrey is part of the answer to replace Emmanuel Sanders. Cortland Sutton should have a fine game against Pierre Desir. It's the Colts' number one corner who's been struggling this year. So they have opportunity. The Colts will try to shut down your ground game. You must go through the air. Sutton should have a big day, but someone else has got to step up.
All right, Cease, it's Friday. We try to get a little bit fired up on Fridays usually. We try to find a little bit of optimism. Give me two things that the Denver Broncos are better at than the Indianapolis Colts.
Two things the Broncos are better at in that secondary. I mean, their number one corner he'd probably start for Denver with all the injuries, but like the secondary for the Broncos and Justin Simmons, you want to talk about a playmaker out there and a guy that's, you know, using that high football intelligence, finally getting used to this Vic Fangio defense and is really showing up well. You saw it against the Chiefs game. I think you'll see it against the Colts. So that's one thing. That secondary for the Broncos is better. Even as banged up as it is, it's better than that old broken down Colts secondary. So you have the edge there. And then all due respect to Marlon Mack, but Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman are just better. You know, that combination, their second guy is Nyheim Hines, who's okay, but he's mostly a receiving back. You've got Royce Freeman. You've got Philip Lindsay. Bring on nine in the box. Cause I guarantee you this, if Lindsay gets to break through, then it's a house call. So go ahead and stack the box. Try to stuff the run, because if Lindsay can get skinny and eke out one of those runs, then it's a big play. And those are plays that simply, you know, Mac's more of a banger, more of that Mac truck, if you will. You know, he's not the guy to break off those 80-yard runs. So maybe Philip Lindsay can get one of those for the Broncos this week.
Cease, how are you feeling about Alexander Johnson's coverage abilities right now? Because between running back Nyheim Hines and the two tight ends, Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron, those dudes, the three of those dudes account for 50% of the passes that Jacoby Brissett throws. How are you feeling about covering the tight ends right now?
Very, very nervous because, and he wasn't on the field when they played Darren Waller in week one, as you know, but they haven't really been tested as much as they perhaps should have. I think Kareem Jackson helps in this as well as Justin Simmons, those safeties helping out with covering those tight ends. But you know this, Tyler, and we all remember, you know, when Tevin Coleman was with the Falcons, we got after him in 2016. Well, those problems still are there for Alexander Johnson now as he steps into that middle linebacker role. I'm concerned about it because it's something I feel. I talked to Frank Reich this week. I asked him about Eric Ebron, who I think is their version of Noah Fant. Like, it took a while, but all of a sudden Eric Ebron can play. Like, okay, everyone just stay patient with Fant. I wrote about that for our website this week, but I really look at Nyheim Hines, both of those tight ends, Jack Doyle, as you mentioned, like the red zone targets there. This will be a real test, not only for this Broncos rush defense, but specifically because you're going to stay away from the secondary for the most part. Chris Harris should blot out T.Y. Hilton. Zach Pascal's got some size, so we'll watch him on, you know, Devonta Harris or whoever the other cornerbacks will be on him. But it's really those tight ends, those running backs out of the backfield that could be problematic because I don't think Alexander Johnson has been tested the way that a freak athlete like Eric Ebron can test him.
All right, well, that's Cecil Lammy of 1043thefan.com. Appreciate you, brother.
Be good, fellas.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.